BBC says new commitments to preserve the character and heritage of the country's post boxes have been set out by Royal Mail and Historic England. There are some 85,000 boxes, the classic pillars and others mounted on walls or posts across England, and about 115,300 in the UK. Royal Mail pledged to manage, repair and conserve its network of post boxes in their existing locations. It also set out how the organization works to prevent damage or theft. That's something good. I am fond of those old-fashioned post boxes alongside the road and also the old telephone booths in London.
Yeah, I think it's actually very important to preserve this part of a nation's cultural heritage. If you look at those red pillar boxes, they're called actually, because it's like a pillar. And if you look on them, you can see certain letters, E-R.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, I use them quite a lot.
Do you know what that means, E-R?
Not really. It has something to do with the Queen, right?
Yes, it means Elizabeth Regina, which means Elizabeth the monarch.
Yeah.
And then on some of the older ones, though, you see G-R.
What does that mean?
These are the really old ones that go back before 1952. This means George Rex. Rex is Latin for king. So
okay.
It's King George, which was the king
right before
the current queen took the throne.
So those ones are even older.
Yeah, they're pre-1952 ones. And in fact, with some of the old red telephone boxes as well, some people bought them about 20 years ago and put them in their gardens to use them as a tool shed or something like that. Some people even bought those and put them in their homes and used it as a shower cubicle.
What?
Yeah, the old red telephone box.
But they won't be waterproof.
Well, I think that they must do something.
Maybe.
They're made of aluminium, I think. They're not made of steel. I think they're made of aluminium. So they wouldn't rust anyway, even if they got a bit wet inside.
All right.
And if you go into Chinatown in London, around Gerrard Street, then you'll find Chinese-style old-fashioned telephone booths as well, which
really?
Is quite nice. Well, not like in, I don't mean like in China. It's what you could call a British telephone booth with Chinese characteristics.
I must have missed those because
there
before.
You know, on a pagoda, you know, a Chinese pagoda,
right.
It has that roof.
Yes.
Like a sort of inverted V shape.
Yeah.
Kind of goes curved.
I have the image, but I don't think I've seen those.
Yes, they
in
have
Chinatown.
Those around Chinatown as well. Because you've been there, haven't you? You know
yes.
that place.
Yes. Yes. But I just didn't see them.
Yeah.
Or pay any attention,
yeah.
I think.
So, and also, I think, you know, for things like in China, you know, now people have mobile phones. People don't really use public telephone booths anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you have those orange ones, don't you, in the street?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think they're worth saving, really. They're not exactly what you call cultural heritage, I think, are they?
I won't call that a cultural heritage.
No.
They're mostly broken, and I've never used them.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sometimes you see an armchair next
to them.
They
don't look great.
They don't, and perhaps they're not worth saving. So you need to be very selective about what is saved, I think, when
yeah.
it comes to what is called street furniture. That's what this stuff is called.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at the lampposts down Chang'an Avenue, those are little works of art. I certainly hope they're never replaced with modern lighting.
For the ones in front of the Tiananmen Square, they are really antique. I think they won't be removed.
No.
That's part of the whole Tiananmen area. But we do have those post boxes, the green ones. They are also the pillar-shaped. We used to have those, you know, along the roadside, but I don't know whether they are there still. There was one in front of our building, but I don't know whether it is there. I never pay any attention. Come to think of it, we need to go and see whether it is still there.
Yeah, true. Have you seen Doctor Who? Doctor Who is a science fiction TV show.
I just couldn't bring myself to watch it.
Do you know, it's about a time traveller who travels in a blue telephone box, a police box as it's known. And in fact, there are some of those preserved around the UK because they used to be very common in the 1950s. But now they're not. But there are some preserved ones. There's one at Piccadilly Circus right in the heart of London, a very small one. And there's also another one outside Earl's Court Underground or subway station, which is exactly like the one used in the TV show. You always see tourists there having their photo taken next to it, or pretending to open it with a key.
All right. You know,
and so forth. So
pretending to be Doctor Who.
Exactly. But it is important to preserve not just the big iconic buildings in a country, but also these small pieces of street furniture, because they tell us something about the social history of the country.
Yeah.
Like, as we said before, even though people have mobile phones now, I think it's good to preserve the old phone boxes so we remember how life used to be,
yeah,
you know, a few years ago.
Don't you still use the old-fashioned post boxes in the UK anymore? I remember a couple of years back when I was in the UK, I still used those post boxes to mail some of my bills. I don't know whether they are still in use.
Oh, they are, definitely, every day, yes, they are. But do you know what? I mean, now they do two collections from those pillar boxes per day. The post office collect the mail once in the morning at around 9:30 and in the afternoon at around 5:30.
Yeah.
But interestingly, though, just over 100 years ago, in the early part of the 20th century, there were 12 postal deliveries a day in London. They delivered mail to your home every hour.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Because that was the main source of delivering mails.
True.
You've got no emails.
It was the main source of communication.
Yes.
Absolutely true.
Right. 更多节目下载荔枝FM收听。